Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning, Central Queensland. It's Tim and Jess here on Hit CQ. Just gone 2 minutes past 6 a.m. Essentially, how good's Monday in brackets Tuesday?
Well, for a lot of people, this is the start of their 4-day week,
yep,
Tim.
Long week, Labor Day yesterday. Hopefully, if you did have the day off, you enjoyed it. Even if you went to work, hope you enjoyed yesterday.
I'm pretty
as well.
Sure everyone across Central Queensland was at Beef Australia yesterday because, yeah, my Lord, it was packed.
Yeah, we went there, had a bit of a look, had a bit, had not as much beef as I wanted.
Yeah, look, the lines were big, and
but
I am impatient.
I don't blame them for being big because the food was incredible that at least we got to have.
Yeah, the beef just melted in my mouth.
And that's still going on all week. Just quickly, some breaking news. I just saw this as we just went to air. Sad news. Bob Hawke, former Prime Minister, is in hospital at the moment. He was rushed to hospital, so we'll keep you up to date with that. But that's not great to hear, former Prime Minister.
Absolutely
there.
Not. But, Tim, we want to celebrate mums again today.
Because Mother's Day is this Sunday.
Mm-hmm. So we want to talk about Mother's Day stalls.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, it's been a while since you and I have been at school.
Yeah, oh, man, it gets further and further.
Do they still do Mother's Day stalls?
Surely. It was a staple when you'd go to the multi-purpose room,
yep,
you'd do your lap for your year level, and you'd
get
out of
there. Am I going to get Mum soap? Am I going to get her a candle? There was always one rogue gift as well that was a bit of a surprise on the day.
I liked it. I don't know who they were reaching out to bring to these Mother's Day stalls, but it was definitely unique.
We want to hear about the best and the worst Mother's Day stall gifts that you've got.
Also, now, Jess, after 7:30, you be the judge. Courtroom of Tim and Jess. We had a conversation in the car yesterday about the new Avengers movie.
Mm-hmm.
And my girlfriend was in the car and we couldn't talk about it at length because
She hasn't seen it. Yeah.
And we want to open the courtroom of spoiler time.
Yeah.
The time period you're allowed to say spoilers.
There's got to be a cutoff because, you know, you can't be slacking around.
No.
I should be able to talk about these things.
All right. This is the whole point of you being the judge. But, Jess, coming up next, I want to talk about a couple. It's in a bit of hot water from just being the most natural versions of themselves in their own home, nude.
Ooh.
They're in trouble. I'll tell you why after this. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Jess, I want to talk about something that I find a very interesting topic.
Mm-hmm.
It is nudity within your own home.
Oh, mate, I'm constantly nude in my own home.
Yeah, and I feel that you are, in your own home, completely given the right to be as nude or as close as you like.
Mm.
Like, that's your right as a homeowner or a home renter.
I live up the top of a hill, so I have all windows open. I just walk around just brazenly in the
just
nude.
Just like the torch on the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Just, I'm up here, no one can see me.
Yeah.
A couple over in the UK received a letter. And it says, would you please close your blinds while getting dressed or undressed? This is what the anonymous note said. We are sick of seeing a big bum, big boobs, and a little willy. Or we will report you both for indecent exposure. I don't know if you can get reported for indecent exposure inside your own home.
I don't know either. What are the rules there?
Well, Michelle,
that's so embarrassing.
Like, you know my place. Like, I've got, if I was walking around the bottom story nude, absolutely fine. Like, no one's going to see nothing. Upstairs, though, I have my bedroom window facing out to another, like, on-level bedroom window.
Right.
And, like, I know for a fact that I hardly ever close the blinds. And I'm nude, like, 30% of my life. I try, like, I'll have a bit of a peek if I'm coming out of the bathroom away. But, like, surely in your own home. Like, we need Sergeant Wayne Butcher in here.
Yeah.
To clarify that.
We absolutely need to ask him next time we see him. I feel like you and I would be arrested quite often.
Oh, mate, I would be serving life. 25 to life.
I think the part of the note that I find most offensive is that they've described specific body
that's
parts.
The thing, is the why little willy? What's up with that?
Or big bum.
But are the big
How
boobs?
How dare they?
Who's got the big boobs?
Yeah, well, I mean,
could
that's,
be the fella.
That's true. That is true.
It's worrying that these people are going to be now made to feel uncomfortable in their own home. And you don't want to feel like that. Like in movies when they always see people, like they've just got out of the shower and they're walking around with the towel on. Let's have a movie where that doesn't exist and it's just a bit real.
I think they have those movies, Tim, but
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't show them at cinemas.
No, they don't.
So I just think feel free in your own home.
Yep.
But just
let it hang out.
If literally. But not out of the front of your door.
Yeah.
Just inside.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Hit CQ's Mother of the Year. Thanks to Gladstone Yacht Club. Open daily for lunch and dinner by the water.
Yes, Friday we are going to be heading out to the Gladstone Yacht Club to celebrate mothers across central Queensland.
Inviting the top 10 finalists for the first ever, the annual first ever Mother of the Year Awards for HIT Central Queensland. All you got to do is go to hit.com.au, 25 words or less, why you think your mum is tops.
You can still nominate mum. We are going to be making a list of finalists in the next couple of days, so make sure you get an entry in right now. But we want to talk about Mother's Day stalls, Tim, because they'll be popping up all over central Queensland this week.
As a kid, I always remember the Mother's and Father's Day stalls because they always had... to be honest, the most gender-specific gifts. It's like, mum likes candles and soap, dad's like hammers and beer.
Yeah.
What are you going to get him? Well, probably not beer.
I don't think they had beers at my primary school, but I don't know what kind of school you went to.
I grew up in the middle of nowhere. It was very common. but it has got us thinking about Mother's Day stall gifts. Mm-hmm. Good ones or bad ones?
Yeah.
Because you always get the strange ones. And Jess, before we get into what we're talking about, I thought I would go to the source to find out exactly how you were as a gift giver. And I've got your mum on the phone.
Oh.
Loretta Pantu, Jess's mum. Loretta, how's it going?
Hello, how are you?
Now, I would just... Really quick question. All we need to know is the best or worst present Jess got you for Mother's Day.
Hey, I'm a Mother's Day genius.
Oh, gee, that's a hard one. I'm trying to think.
They're all so unmemorable.
Always interesting. I'm pretty sure she came home with a wool duster one day.
A wool
duster? And was trying to hide it up her jumper, but I saw something hanging out.
When did I get your wool duster? That's a garbage gift.
Well, it was in the Mother's Day store. I suppose they just assume the mother's just clean all day. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
Loretta, that's exactly what we want to talk about, the Mother's Day store. So that is fantastic information to go off. So thank you very much. Jess Pantu's mum there, Loretta.
No worries. Have a good day.
Oh, you too, Loretta.
She's so cute. Thanks, Mum. She's very cute.
So it turns out you're a garbage kid. I knew you would think you're good at gift giving.
Right? I can't even remember that feather duster. Of all the great presents I've given her, that's the one that sticks with her.
Exactly, because it was the most garbage. And I love it. So 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Best or worst, preferred, gifts for your mum from a Mother's Day stall.
Celebrating mums all week long, Tim, in the lead up to Mother's Day with our finale, our grand finale, bringing 10 finalists down on Friday to Yachty's.
That's right.
To celebrate the Mother of the Year Awards.
We are going to crown the first ever Mother of the Year for Central Queensland. You've still got a day or two to get your registers in at hit.com.au, but we're focusing on the actual Mother's Day, which is this Sunday, of course. And the best/worst gifts you've received or have given on Mother's Day from a Mother's Day stall.
Yeah, we had a couple of comments come through on our Facebook and our Instagram. Just search a HIT Central Queensland.
Sure.
Matt said, my mum has so much potpourri, there wasn't any room in the drawers for clothes. Karina said, last year she received a small jar from her youngest daughter from kindy.
Sure.
It had been painted by her daughter and she thought that it was jam. Turns out it was a homemade face gel.
Oh, no. Karina.
It didn't taste very good.
Karina, bless your cotton socks. We have had another mum call through on 13, 12, 16. Sarah from Graysmere. Now, Sarah, what is the best or worst gift your kid's given you from a Mother's Day stall?
Well, this is actually my son's first year at school, so it's going to be like my first Mother's Day stall Mother's Day, so I'm really excited.
This is incredible.
That's an exciting moment for you, Sarah. what are you expecting? The standards of like soaps and things like that, or do you want it to be like a macaroni?
I'm hoping for some really crap macaroni art.
Yes. Yes.
That's good.
That I can keep forever, obviously. I think the worse, the better. I mean, he's only 5.
It's the effort that's the meaning.
I think the greatest part is you send him off to school with $5. You know you're buying your own gift.
Yeah.
That's right, yes.
But, of course, they're getting into the trouble of having to line up and absolutely do it. So the effort's there, so that's where the love is. And I agree. I think the first Mother's Day stall gift you get should be crap because then you're going to remember
probably...
it.
The kids probably don't understand at that age, like, what's going on anyway. So you know, sort of just slapping paste and clag and macaroni on something and, like, not fully understanding what for, but I'm so pumped.
Well, Sarah, we wish you a happy Mother's Day and hopefully it's as crap as it can be.
Can you send us a picture on Mother's Day when you finally get it? Great.
Awesome.
I will, yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, mate.
Bye,
mate.
Tim, I wonder if we could get away with just like slapping some clag onto a page, a page, and throwing some macaroni on it.
I already done that for Mum.
Oh, okay.
Coloring
cool.
book. I mostly got in the lines.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Tim, last night I had a bit of an epiphany at yoga.
I love your epiphanies, man.
Right?
They shake my world.
It doesn't often happen.
Most of the time, I would say, out of the three epiphanies you've brought me in your life, I have said this to you multiple occasions before the epiphany, but it's just taken several months for it to sink into yourself.
Well, I've just started doing yoga again. I haven't done it in a few months.
Sure.
My favourite part of the yoga is, of course, the meditation.
Your flexibility returned as much as your epiphanies. So it's an exciting time for you.
And last night I had like an incredible epiphany during my meditation.
Sure.
I was so buzzing like and zenned out at the same time, and I got home... And one of my best mates called me.
You're zen
and buzzing. That's how yoga works. It makes you feel alive and also zenned out at the same time. It's amazing. And my mate called me and she's like, hey, what have you been up to? And I said, oh, I just went to yoga, had an incredible epiphany. And I talked her through it. And she just, her response was, oh, yeah, where's the epiphany part?
Is that it?
I was like, how dare you?
Yeah.
I have had an enlightening evening.
Yeah.
You can't tell me what is an epiphany or not. Yeah. And then I started getting angry and worked up and my zen was all gone.
Your zen was gone. If your epiphany was to drink more water, that's not an epiphany. That's a doctor and you should listen to him.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland, and I don't know if you remember this movie, Tim, but Tenacious D...
How dare you say I don't remember that movie? That's an incredible film.
...released a film called The Pick of Destiny.
Yes, it was like 2006. It was one of my favourite movies ever.
It was huge in 2006. I believe it gave birth to this song.
And we played the first thing that came to our heads. Just so happened to be...
Yes.
Best song in the world. It's a tribute.
Tribute was a great song.
Well, Jack Black has announced that there will be a sequel to The Pick of Destiny.
Oh.
The movie no one asked for in the first place is now getting a sequel that no one wanted.
What are you talking about? Pick of Destiny was a great movie.
Yeah, was it?
Yes. It produced one of the most popular songs of all time.
That doesn't make it a good movie.
Yes, it does.
Nah.
Yes, it does. That's why Flashdance is such a good movie. 90% of it's crap, but the song makes it good.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking.
The movie's better than the song.
Footloose, also. 90% of that movie is garbage, but when Kenny Loggins starts singing Footloose, I get into it.
Well, Jack Black says he doesn't know where you'll be able to see it just yet. They haven't decided because everyone in Hollywood has turned them down for the sequel.
Shocker, actually.
I reckon it'll end up going Netflix. On like Netflix or Amazon or
HBO.
Something like that. But he said that it's set for a release date in October. So
hold on
to your hats. I'm sure there will be an album accompanying the movie as well. Something else no one asked for.
Very exciting. Hopefully they can release some cracker jams as well because they are pretty good at singing.
You can check out that story as well as everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Yes, look, I've got to preference this straight away. This could offend people.
Oh, good.
But it's how you hear it. You have to hear it.
I want
to
lose
way.
My job today. Thank you.
Lucky, because this could be the day, my friend. I saw something this weekend. You know those rock climbing walls?
Mm-hmm.
It was like a festival once. I was on the back of a truck and they stand it up and it was for kids to sort of go up and touch the top.
Yeah.
I'm a rock climbing champion. Huzzah.
See, I always looked at those things as a kid and was like, effort, activities. I want to go on a slide. I don't want to have to put any...
I want to fall, not climb.
That just seems like a lot of work to me.
And I was sitting there and I was like, because I used to love it as a kid. Now, not so much because of my upper body strength.
And your knees.
And my knees.
And
a lot
back.
Of many things.
And a ball of injury.
I was looking at the top of it and I was like, how high are they? Because there was no like, this is X amount of meters tall. And I was kind of thinking... That'd have to be 8 meters.
Yeah, it looks
like
about
that's
six.
That's how high these kids were getting.
Yeah.
And I was wondering how high can we get?
Okay.
Like around central Queensland. Like that's what I want to ask on 13, 12, 16. How high did you get this weekend?
Right.
Literally.
Like stories?
Like longitude, like latitude.
Does
like
it
how
count
high?
If I like went up like an 11-story apartment building?
Yeah, if you were on the top of an 11-story, that's how high you got. That's so a lot of meters.
You want to find who got the highest.
The most high this weekend across central Queensland. Like if you climb,
how high did you get?
I probably, to be honest, only got about 2 stories high.
Mm.
So like I didn't get very high this weekend. I've been a lot higher. There's been times where I thought, man, how high am I? And I want to know on 13, 12, 16. Again, listen, Kev. I'm not.
If you've just joined us, we're talking, yes, you know, stories.
Physical height.
How meters. Many meters?
How many meters high?
Feet, if you will, if you feet. If you're into that sort of thing.
Yes, because in Australia, we use feet.
Who knows?
How many yards? how high did you get this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
13, 12, 16. Can we beat 8 meters? Why are you laughing? I want to.
I
want to know. 13, 12.
Sorry, are you right? I need to take this more seriously.
Thank you. 13, 12, 16. Literally, how high did you get this weekend? I have been asking, not Jess. I feel like she wants to remove herself from this.
I absolutely want to remove myself from this.
How high did you get this weekend? Vertically is what I'm saying, because I saw some kids at the top of a rock climbing wall, and I'd say it was about 8 meters. And I want to find someone that got higher than 8 meters.
Surely someone climbed Mount Larkin or something this weekend.
But I don't know. Like, I don't feel like mountains should count. Like, it's from like if they were to climb a tree on Mount Larkin, I'll count that.
Right. But then even if they're at the top of Mount Larkin, they're only climbed what, 2-3 meters.
If you're standing on a bench at Mount Larkin, you're only half a meter.
So my house is on the top of a hill, but it only counts as 2 stories.
Yeah, because you're on the story, but so you'd be 2 stories high.
Sure.
I'm not saying, because like, we don't know.
That's not very high.
Exactly. You didn't get high at all this weekend. You never get high. And I want to focus on, because these kids were getting high at the rock climbing wall. People that could be climbing trees and stuff, and they're getting really high. And vertically, I wanted to know on 13, 12, 16, how high'd you get?
Right.
We've had Ellie call from Rockhampton.
Why?
Ellie, vertically, how high did you get this weekend?
Guys, I think I took the cake this weekend because I was on a plane.
Oh,
Ellie, well done.
Well, I don't know if we can beat that. Ellie's absolutely. Ellie, did you see, like, I know on some planes they have the screens of how many, like, your altitude. Was there, like, how many feet do you think you got?
Oh, I don't know, because I was too invested. I was watching that new show, Young Sheldon. I have no idea. I don't know, like
10,000, 30,000. I don't know. Look, I know we're talking about how high we got, but I mean, Young Sheldon, any good, Ellie? I haven't had a chance to have a look.
Yeah, it actually wasn't too bad. I'd heard good things, so I was like, I'm stuck on a plane. I'll give it a crack.
Yeah, you got to get a different kind of high to enjoy that, I think. But anyway, it sounds great. How high you got, Ellie? Thank you very much for your call, mate.
Thanks, guys.
No worries, champ.
Well, I mean, Ellie is the winner, but is anyone really the winner today?
Let us know anytime, vertically, how high you get, because it's always great to find out, and we'll add that to the logbook.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Point Tandem Hookup was this weekend. It was incredible. We got to be there pretty much for the whole weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Also, yesterday we went to Beef Week Australia in Rockhampton. What a crowd at both of these festivals.
Huge week for our region, Tim.
Yeah.
Just central Queensland, absolutely killing it.
I like to imagine that people would have come up on the Thursday, Friday last week, enjoyed the Boyne Tandem hookup, and like, this is fish. And now we're going to move up to Rocky, get some beef.
The ultimate surf and turf.
The pork and fork in Yeppoon still pending, but you never know. We might get it for 2020. But what I want to focus on is something that I saw a fair bit at both festivals, and I know this isn't any organisers' fault, no council's fault, but parking has been a nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
Because obviously
that's what happens when you have an excellent event where a lot of people want to attend.
Exactly, and it's almost a compliment. If parking's an issue, it's almost a compliment, because I was seeing things that I normally you would see and you go, I wouldn't park there because it's either blocking someone in, it's illegal, or I'm just in the way and I'm causing too much space. Because especially you're going to enrage people if you're not millimeter perfect with your park at these kind of events.
Oh, I absolutely enraged several people the weekend.
I've seen across all the newspapers here in central Queensland that parking, especially for Beef Week, has been chaos. Yesterday when we were there, I saw a whole bunch of cars triple parked in.
Mate, we got to park within 2 minutes when we got to Beef Week.
We had a bright blue and pink car. Yeah. And this is for people that don't want to pay for parking in these special areas. So obviously you can pay the $10, but not everyone's going to be forking out $10 to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, triple parked in.
Yeah.
Like, what if you imagine if you went to your car?
Nah, you've committed to being there for the day if you're triple parked in, hey?
Well, no, but you might have thought at the start of the day when you got there, well, I've got my park. I'm just going to mind me and I'm going to leave at 2 p.m. I shouldn't have an issue. You go there and there's two other cars blocking you in. Like, let alone how you're going to find one person in that car and then the second person.
Guess he's walking home.
Lucky I came up from Tassie, but, you know. So I'm just, if you are attending Beef Australia Week, I know Boyne Tandem Hookup's already fished up, but any event that's coming up, just no triple parking, guys. Yeah. Let's
all look after one another.
Bit of respect, because, you know, if you need to leave, you need to leave.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, more than a third of Australians are missing out on a good night's sleep because of our smartphone addictions.
All right. So I'm assuming this has to do with being on your phone before you're going to sleep, right?
Yes. Well, I mean, it's got that to do with that, but actually a study found that a third of people are anxious if they aren't able to regularly check their phones.
Oh, I understand that. I don't get it. I often am very hard to get in touch with because I'll put my phone down and just, to be honest, forget it exists. You
really?
Send me a lot of time-sensitive text messages.
Yeah.
And I just don't reply.
You know, our work is quite time-sensitive sometimes.
Look, if I hear a phone call, I'll go for it. But if it's just a text, probably mum. Love you, mum, but I'm not going to rush to that.
Or me.
Yeah, exactly. You or mum, not that important.
Well, a lot of people would blame Facebook or Instagram for this sort of thing.
Sure.
For, you know, people being on their phones too
long.
Makes
sense.
But it's actually that moment where you go, ooh, I should check my phone. Where you're just picking up your phone.
What have I missed?
That FOMO is what you've got the FOMO. I've got the FOMO.
You got hard FOMO.
I have actually got an app on my phone.
Is it called FOMO Momo?
No, it's called Moment, right? And if you want to try and beat your phone addiction, this is the app to have.
What?
It's called Moment. You log in and it records every time you unlock your phone and then lock it again. And it will tell you how long you've spent on your phone in a 24-hour period.
I also know that if you go to, like, settings and battery, it'll show your last 7 days how many hours and minutes you've used on your phone.
Do you want to know how much I've already spent on my phone today?
Today, sure.
Yeah, we've been here for nearly 3 hours now.
Mate, I don't know where your math is coming from, but sure.
Oh, I didn't... Two and a half? I don't know.
Two.
I've been on my phone for 1 hour and 18 minutes today.
On the line now, we have psychiatrist Stephen Reeven. No, that is not good, bud.
Yesterday I was on my phone for 5 hours and 18 minutes.
We were in a car for a long time, but I still don't think that's an excuse.
Like, my average is about 3 to 5 hours on my phone every day.
That's bad.
That feels like a lot.
But if we could get you down the end of the week to an hour a day on the phone, I'd be super impressed. You've got a computer in front of you. Use that.
Yeah, I need to do something
secret
about it.
Statistics is what we're aiming for now, because at least if you're on your laptop, you can't prove that you were. But if
right?
you're on your phone, it's counting that.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm accountable. You know, I don't love accountability.
Yeah, that's the biggest swear word on this show.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, Ken Jeong, he's the actor, comedian.
Yep. The Hangover, Knocked Up. He's the doctor in that. He's very funny. Funny story. I was in the United States last year. I went to a New York Knicks game, the basketball team for the NBA, and he was the celebrity in the crowd.
Really?
And I was so excited. I was like, bloody Ken Jeong.
Yeah,
look at that.
He's a funny
he's
dude.
He's a very funny
but
guy.
Before he was a comedian and an actor, he was actually a physician.
Really?
He was a proper doctor.
He's played a doctor in a few movies. Like, Knocked Up, he's in that.
Yeah.
Role Models, he's a doctor as well.
It's because he has real-life experience, Tim, and a lot of people don't know that he's fully qualified as a medical practitioner.
Wow.
So, on Saturday night, when he was doing a stand-up gig in Phoenix, in the US...
Arizona.
He had to leave the stage and get his doctor's hat back on because someone in the crowd started seizing.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
Not good
and so he was like, hang on a second, what's going on? He sees a bit of a commotion and he's first on the scene. So jumps up. He's like, sorry, guys, I'll get back to the stand-up. One sec.
Anyway.
Goes and saves this woman's life.
Comes back on. Penis jokes.
Yeah.
Sorry, where was I?
Like, one person shouldn't be allowed to be that talented. Like,
no,
that's not fair.
Pick one. Save lives or make people laugh.
Usually doctors aren't that funny.
Oh.
Have you ever met a funny doctor?
I don't really care if they're not funny because I'm trying to get them to make me feel better.
That's true.
It's like, oh, look, he didn't cure me, but boy, did he have some zingers on the curricle political stance of the country. Wow.
Usually they're very serious people, so it's very interesting to see that kind of transition.
Well, good on him. It's good to have a second skill.
Yeah, and it's always good, you know, if someone, no one in the crowd can help out, at least the performer can help out.
Exactly.
You can check out that story for yourself as well as everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. You are about to enter the courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important, but the rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Every Tuesday, we open up the courtroom of Tim and Jess because we cannot agree, we cannot go left, we cannot go right, because we are the two most stubborn individuals that I'm aware of.
Today, Tim, we want to talk about spoiler cutoffs.
Yes.
Because, I mean, there should be a time period, and we want to allot one today for when you can officially start giving away spoilers for a movie.
The best thing is, with the courtroom of Tim and Jess, like, we like to get the jury involved, but it doesn't really matter what I say, you say, or the jury says. Whatever the judge is and whatever the judge says is final, and it's the first person to call through. They could have a garbage opinion, but they're the judge for today.
And so, obviously, I went and saw Avengers on Friday night.
Yes, Infinity War.
Yeah, and I've been talking about it all weekend. And everyone I talk to, if they haven't seen the movie, is, like, panicking. Yeah, they're like, I don't want to hear anything about it, stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you've got, I reckon, until the movie is out of cinemas.
Sure.
And then I am giving away spoilers left, right, and centre.
No.
I'm going to tell you what happens in the movie.
But why do you want to tell people what's happening? Like,
because I need to talk about it, because, like, obviously you've seen it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to give any spoilers away now because it is still in cinemas.
Yeah.
But a lot happens in it. It's a pretty big movie.
Yes.
And I was very confused by much of it.
Yeah.
Why
would you be talking to someone who hasn't seen it, asking them questions? Because they can't answer
people
it.
People that haven't seen it have answers about the characters that I don't.
I feel like you should say those conversations to people that have seen the movie so they can explain it. Because if you say, like, say I haven't seen the film, and you come up to me and be like, A, B, and C happen, and I'm like, what?
When do you think the cutoff is? When can I start talking spoilers?
3 months.
3 months.
And that's a minimum. Like, I think
it's well out of cinemas after 3 months.
I think that going to, even like if it came out in 2018, 2019. Or if the person hasn't seen it, just don't talk to them about it. I don't know what you're trying to get from them. They haven't seen it. They don't have the information. You sound stupid.
You're wrong.
No. So this is what I'm talking about, guys. This is what I deal with for 50 hours a week. So 13, 12, 16, first person to call through is the judge. What is the length you hold on to a spoiler? Do you think when you head out of the movie has left the cinema, or do you think you have to wait even longer than that? Because I feel like, to be fair to people that especially enjoy these movies, you have to give them as much time as possible.
If you enjoy them, you're watching them at the cinema, aren't you? Like, you're getting in there.
Mate,
you're going to do it.
People have kids. People have lives that they don't work in radio and they don't work 3 hours a day. So it's harder for them to see the movie. So 13, 12, 16, what should the length on spoilers be for movies and TV shows? What's the scoreboard for You Be the Judge at the moment?
Yeah, look, it's 12 to 7.
12
it's
to 7.
It's not looking good for me.
I'm heading to a very solid win at the moment.
I feel confident about this one, though.
13, 12, 16, yeah, hopefully. I want you to win almost because it's getting a bit pathetic. 13, 12, 16. Lengths on times when you can spoil a movie. Give us a call. This week in the courtroom of Tim and Jess, we are opening up about spoilers in movies because for some reason, a movie that was released a week ago, less than a week ago, Jess wants to spoil for every person in Central Queensland.
I'm not saying I want to spoil it right now. I'm just saying once it's left the cinemas, it's fair game.
I believe that it should just be an ongoing. If you haven't seen it, don't spoil it.
Nah, you're wrong.
Like, I think maybe, let's go 10 years. Like, Titanic, Avatar, Lord of the Rings, I think that's fine. If you've missed it, but I think if it's within a year of the movie being released, that's not okay. People have lives going on, man.
Yeah,
people have got stuff going
I think
on in their
lives. If you're into it, you'll see it within the first, you know, whatever, however many months it's in the cinemas, and then it's fair game.
But again, the main point of conversation has been, why would you want to speak to someone about a movie that they haven't seen? You want to be like, we've both seen Avengers. Why don't you want to talk to me about it compared to, say, my girlfriend who hasn't seen it?
I have tried to talk to you about it, don't answer my questions.
Because I don't want to talk to you. That's the thing. I like the movie. I just don't like you. Nobody. But see, we're stuck here in the middle of a rock and a hard place. So that's why we need our judge. Doesn't matter what the jury says or you and I.
It's the only courtroom where no one else matters except the judge's ruling.
And our judge this week, his name's Theodore. Oh, no, sorry. He's from Theodore. His name is Kalen. Kalen, first of all. Not fine to be in a place that's after a name. Given all the information, where are you heading with the ruling in spoils for movies?
I agree with you, Tim. I think,
Damn
people
it.
let the spoilers out at all.
I think you get like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, if Jess wants to speak to someone about a particular film, she's going to get more answers from a person that's seen the film compared to someone that hasn't seen the film.
Yeah. No, but I can't hold on to secrets, Kaylin. This is my issue.
But why do you feel like you're like, oh, I need to tell everyone about this movie? They'll figure it out
because
for themselves.
It's huge. It's a big movie. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's hard. Like, we get to talk to thousands of people every day, and I don't get to tell them anything about it.
Kaylin, I think Jess might be losing her mind because I don't ever remember doing a segment on the show of what was this movie about. Would you like to hear a segment called What Was This Movie About, Kaylin, or do you think it defeats the purpose of the movie?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. Kaylin, I really appreciate. So final ruling, spoilers or no spoilers?
No spoilers.
The gavel is down. Thank you very much, our judge there, Kaylin, mate.
Thanks, bud.
No worries. Jess, I can't turn my head to see the whiteboard behind me. But where does that leave the score now?
13-7.
I'm almost W.
Okay.
I think you might be a bit more garbage than you originally thought.
Just because some judges agree with you, Tim.
Literally almost double. Can't wait for next week when I take in a ridiculous lead ahead. I love you, be the judge.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hits.
People are getting plastic surgery to look like the Snapchat filters on their phones. Now, Snapchat can often make you look a lot better than you do in reality.
It also can make you look, what's that? Deformed. Yes. That's the word I was looking for.
I don't think this is what this surgery is about. I think it's more that, do you know that beauty filter that like all the basic girls use? I'm one of them, so I can say it.
To be honest, I don't use Snapchat. I used it years ago.
So it's the filter that you go through. It's a few down.
Black and white.
You go past the bears, go past the dog.
Mate, it has advanced since I've been off the app.
And basically it's like almost like a blurred filter.
Sure.
And it kind of just hides all the flaws, right?
So for me it would just cut my face off.
For you, your face would just black out.
Yes.
Lovely. There wouldn't be a Tim in the photo.
No,
that's it.
Rough.
So they've now called this new request because so many people are requesting it, walking into a surgeon's office and saying, "Hey, I want to look like a Snapchat filter."
Yeah.
That they've called it Snapchat dysphoria.
Yeah, it's not good.
And apparently they're just inundated with requests from people begging to look like they do on social media.
Well, like I like to imagine that something similar would be happening at tanning salons, where you go in and it's like there's like a selection and it's called the Instagram filter.
Right.
It's like I'd like a bit of XP Pro with some Mayfair, but don't you dare, do not you dare give me Valencia, or I will leave.
Don't give me Calvin. No, I won't be orange.
No, absolutely. And I want just a bit of the highlights up. Sharpen it with a 30% fade.
Like,
thank
is this really
much.
Where we're at? Like, are people going to start walking in and requesting the giant mouth from here on
What's
out?
The thing? Someone sent me a screenshot of a Snapchat last night where it, like, brings your jaw and cheek in. So it kind of makes your mouth look like a butthole. And I was like, is this what? First of all, why are you sending me this? And then, second of all, is this an application for you to get plastic surgery? Because removing your jawbone, I'm no doctor, but it doesn't sound super healthy.
Yeah, I don't think that would help out at all.
So just maybe everyone delete Snapchat and let's move on with our lives.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan.
That's a good idea. We'll just stay away from the surgery.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up on Hits.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, today I want to look to the UK because they are doing some incredible things over there that I think we need to start introducing more in Australia.
Okay.
So the UK government is planning to eliminate wet wipes as part of their ongoing drive to cut down plastic pollution.
Okay.
So you probably don't know that a lot of wet wipes, the single-use wet wipes, have a lot of plastic in them.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
so they're really hard to break down. They don't.
I know they'd be. They're not degradable.
They don't degrade easily. In the UK, they were flushing them down the toilet a lot.
No,
which is clogging pipes and stuff.
No.
So the UK government's gone enough's enough. They've eliminated those. This is alongside. I mean, they've eliminated those little drink stirrers that you get at some bars.
Okay, yeah, those plastic stickies.
Yep, plastic straws have gone too. I mean, they're really just wiping out all these single-use products that we just don't need.
I think it's a great idea.
Me too. Why haven't we done something like this here?
It takes time to get... Change is always something that people are resistant mm-hmm. to. I've started using metal straws at home. My girlfriend got me some of those, but I don't really drink through straws.
No,
but
I don't use straws.
She was buying packet of straws, so now we've changed that up. As well as like plastic cups, so just mm-hmm. glass, stuff like that that can be easily broken down if
needed.
Even
things that you don't think about, Tim, the little plastic in cotton buds.
I don't use cotton buds.
Well, if you've got cotton buds, there's plastic in those too. There's so much plastic going on. Yeah.
So you've got to be careful.
Yeah. I mean, the UK, I think, have taken a really great step forward.
Good.
And I think we should follow suit.
I think so too. Good job, buddy.
You can check out this story as well as everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
This weekend, I took a test, but I didn't know
that
I was taking a test. And they're my favourite tests, especially... when I get an A+.
Because your girlfriend was like, hey, how do I look in this outfit? And you're like, ooh.
Oh, no, that is a test that I still don't study for and will never pass. No, the test I took without realising it was just parking my car at the Boyne-Tanham hookup.
Right.
Boyne Island. Queensland police must have been, well, obviously they were heavily involved in the area, but they were going around giving people gratings on how secure their car was.
I also got graded this weekend several times.
Very interesting. How did you pass these tests?
All three times.
Every
day. Passed the flying colours.
Well, I kept my report card.
Oh, you did?
So I can show mum and dad. Because the options you could get, it's lock it or lose it. Is your vehicle secure? For not secure, obviously windows being open, personal documents being visible, valuables visible as well, or parked in an illegal area. That was a fail.
See, I mean, this is something, one of those is something you and I never have to worry about because we haven't got anything valuable.
How dare you? My car in itself is a valuable thing. So they should have been like, well, I can see it. Valuable.
Is it though?
So I got the A+, secure. Congratulations. Dearest Timothy, you're not only a handsome boy, but you're a secure boy.
They haven't written that.
Queensland Police official document. Can you hear it? It's official. So I'm glad that you also passed the test. I'm surprised you didn't make a big deal out of it.
You always make fun of me because I lock my doors when I'm driving.
Yeah, mate, what's going to happen when you're driving?
Well, because my mum's always told me you got to lock your doors when you drive. I don't know why. But it just makes
it's not
feel
World
more
War
secure.
Z. I think you're going to be fine. So if you did go to the Boyne-Tanham hookup this weekend, hashtag share your report card. Send it to us on our Facebook page because hopefully now that I've got this pass, I can advance onto my next level of being a good boy.
Just tag Tim. I don't care.
Yeah, fair enough. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.